Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw neflaos b'teres Hashem b'inyan hachashuv shel achilas nevelos v'treifos v'chazir v'mulchama. We analyzed the sugya and chulin yitzayim. We saw the Rambam, and in order to understand Rambam, to answer the kashas we asked, first we need to explore the sugya of hoitzos, how much you have to spend in order to be mekayim in mitzvahs. That's going to be our job now. And b'tzos Hashem darkenu, we'll see the flaws in this, and then hopefully get back to our the original topic we were talking about. Again, this is based on the Torah, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaMuflag HaMuflag HaLev Man Zatzal, the Ramah in Yevedei and Simon Kufnun Zayin Si'if Aleph, writes, "V'miyucha lahatzil atzma v'chol asher lo tzarech liten akol lo yavor loisasei." If a person can save himself with anything that he has, he has to give everything, not to be over on a loisasei. So, how much does one have to give in order not to be over on an avera? And the answer, of course, is, as we see from the Ramah, everything. That's how much you have to give in order not to be over an avera. Mamish, everything. That's quoted from the Ran in Perek Lulav HaGadol. Rash for the Raivet Rivash in Shin Pei Zayin. And Ramah adds from the Marivayel, so there's a klal that you have to make sure to be moiche. Sometimes if you're not moiche, then you get chapped for that very avera. You're nitpas b'oisei avon. However, if there's a chshas sakana, then you don't have to be motzi mamon in order to be moicha. You don't have to endanger yourself. You don't have to endanger yourself, and you don't have to be motzi mamon. Mokum chshas sakana, ein tzarech lehotzi mamono al zeh. And you should look there in the Biur HaKro, in Sif Katan Hei, that the source of the Marivayel is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Gimel. We have a ribui from the Pasuk, that a person's Chayev Lahatzil Chaveroi B'Mimoinai. You have to save your friend with your money, but if not for the Pasuk, then he'd be Potter from spending money to save his friend. And about Toichacha, there is no pasuk. So therefore, for Toichacha, one doesn't have to spend money. So even though it says, "Kol mi sheish b'yado limchois v'ena moicha, hu nitpas ba'isay avon," nevertheless, no money, he doesn't have to spend money on that. There's only a money to spend to save his friend, but not to give tochacha. And see, people learn in this Marivayel, even if there's no chshash sakon, you don't have to be mistaken, and even regardless, you don't have to be motzi mamon. Why don't you have to be motzi mamon? We don't have a pasuk there for teichachi after motzi mamet, to save your friend from his life. You have to be motzi mamet. For teichachi, you don't have to be motzi mamet. The Gra writes, I'm quoting, "Amamash misham midvarav, the avol, the akol loisa say, ain amuchuyev lohitzi memayna, the hichiach." So, if you look, says the Kro in the Marivayel, it's mashma from his words that in other lessons says you don't have to be moitzi mamon. Why? Because he proves this from the fact that the Torah writes, "Bechol moidecha ba'avoda zara." That's in Bracha Samach Aleph on the base, Pesachim Chofei Amud Aleph, Yom Kippur Amud Aleph, Sinai Nidal Amud Aleph. It says, B'chol me'oidech avoyde zara. So, it's only there you have to give all of your money. But for a regular losa, say, you don't have to give all your money. And that's against the Ran that the Rama quotes. Ran says you have to give all your money for all losa, says. According to the Marivayel, it's mashma only for avoyde zara. You have to give all of your money. But not for other Averis and not for Teichacha. So that's the Gro. According to this, it's difficult to understand the Ramah. Because the Ramah cites the Marivayel, the Halacha. On the other hand, he also paskins the Ran. So the Marivayel holds that you're only chayav to give your money for avodah zara, not to be avodah zara. B'chol modecha, you have to give money for not to be avodah zara. And then, strangely enough, oddly enough, the Rama paskins this. Paskins the Marivayel. You know, the Rama also paskins the Ran. The Ran says you have to give all your money for every losa say. And the Rama also paskins the Marivayel, and it's much from Marivayel, you only have to give your money for avodah zara, not for all losa says. So it's a pella on the Rama that he quotes two contradictory shittas and he brings them both la'halacha. So it's a pella that the Rama brings the Marivayel la'halacha when the Marivayel himself holds, not like the Ran, which is where the Rama started, that you have to give all your money for lois says. Marivayel holds only for avodah zara. Ube'etzem ha'shekosev Marivayel, to prove that b'chol moidecha is only by avodah zara, like b'chol nafshecha. If it says b'chol nafshecha, that's avodah zara. You have to give your life. You don't have to give your life for other averus. Only for avodah zara you have to give your life. Zara give your stump. But other averus, no. So the Rama holds, but the Marivayel holds, that b'chol moidecha is only for avodah zara, just like b'chol nafshecha. So the Bach in the Rechaim Tafresh Nun Vav asks, on the sheet of the Ravid, the Rashba, and the Ran, what are they going to say about the fact that it's only for avodah zara? They say you have to give all of your money for all loisa says. In the Gemara, it seems only avodah zara. So the Bach says, Adarabah, Misham Raya. Otherwise, what's the Kasha? Lamanei Amar B'chol Me'odecha. You need B'chol Me'odecha to teach you that Dafka B'avodah Zara, you should spend all, you lose all your money not to be over. So the answer is, Ein Chiluk. And that's the Kasha of the Gemara. Kasha Gemara is, why does it say? B'chol Me'odecha, it says B'chol Mafshecha and B'chol Me'odecha. So why does it have to say B'chol Moidecha? B'chol Moidecha is not only avodah zara. B'chol Moidecha is all averus. And the Gemara says, it puts in some people love their money more than their lives, and love life more than money. Either way, you have to give it all up for avodah zara. But in Pashtus, change the reality that you have to give all your money for all of it. And apparently what the Bach means that from the fact that it says v'chai behem to be might pikuach nefesh, it's mashma that less than this, in other words, kol memoinai, you have to give an effort every less to say. So v'chol moidecha, it's all less to say. It's not only for avodah zarah, it's all less to say. It's the most kasha. Why does it have to say v'chol moidecha avodah zarah? By all less to say. Why? So v'chora, because it says v'chai behem. Chai behem means memayit pikuach nefesh. Chai behem is memayit pikuach nefesh. You don't have to give up your life for all averus, but anything less you have to give up, which includes kol memoinai. Ayin b'ze b'sefer koivetz shiurim b'psachim dav chof hei omed aleph v'kach kosev halavush Yodadeya b'simen kuf nun zayin huva b'seferim rebina dinei dayonim simen yud tes ayin sham. So we have to understand that if this is true, what do I need a pasuk by avodah zarah? Mishum sheyesh l'cha adam shememoyne chovi v'lov mikufo, like we see ayin sham in the sugya. Some people love their money more than their body. So you have to give up all your money not to be urban of a zara. What do you need such a limit for? It's like that in every light to say you have to give up all your money. So why do you have a special limit by a zara? You have to give up all your money. And if you love your money more than nafshecha, you still have to give up your money. You have to give up your money for all lights to say. So what do we need the drash of the Gemara for? Pasha, it's by all lights to say. Ayin sham b'sefer imrei bina. Imrei bina is zeh l'gishmak sefer. For all those interested. V'ayin ma shekosef b'zeh ha-gro. B'sefer kol aliyah osof parashas v'eschanan. According to what he says, we can understand. Asa shapir, that's very good. However, in the kapas tumorim in yume, and daf pei beiz amud aleph, we see that we require a pasuk for a person whose mamain is choviv olav migufoy. We need a pasuk for a person whose money is more beloved to him than his body. And it's gzeras hakosuv only by avodah zarah and not by other mitzvahs. Uhutame? What do you mean? What do you mean? All mitzvahs you have to give up all of your money. What is it? What does the kapas tomorrow mean? Besides that, it's tamua to say that the Marivayel is going to argue with the din of kol memono for Eloise to say, neged kol harishonim. You want to tell me that the Marivayel is going against all the rishonim? And he says that only for Avodah Zarah, not for other and not for other mitzvahs, let's just say. Kasher, kasher lekabel et zeh. Ube'erov in daf mem hei, omud aleph, we find the din of Akum, Akum, shetzaru ala yoris Yisroel, Dal iske mamoin ein mechalim al zeh Shabbos. Goyim. Sieged Jewish cities on matters of money were not mechal Shabbos. Ein mechalim al zeh Shabbos. On money matters. ולדברי אמר יבייל, אין צורך להוציא כל ממונו גם על חילול שבת. It says, on עסקי ממון, you're not מחלל שבת. But according to אמר יבייל, we're talking here about Akum Shetzar Eretz Yisrael for money. If it's about money, you're not mechal Shabbos. According to Marivayel, ain't sarach lotzi kama monogam l'chul Shabbos to save chul Shabbos. You don't have to spend all your money. In the sugya, it seems you do have to spend all your money to prevent the chul Shabbos. But not according to the Marivayel. According to the Marivayel, it would seem that no, ain't sarach lotzi kama monogam to prevent chul Shabbos. Kashan Marivayel from the sugya in Eiluvin. V'ayim b'zeh b'tshubas harivosh b'shin pei zayin, which is referenced by the Ramah. And this is discussed at length in the Sefer Steichemet. In Mareches Lamed, in Klal Kuf Zayin. It's always a mechaya to read the Steichemet. I like to say that the Steichemet was the first Sefer, or was a Sefer written with a computer before there were computers. And because it's an encyclopedic work with a tremendous amount of knowledge and information goes into that work, and the Pella of all Pellas is that he wrote it before computers ever existed. So how on earth did the man do that? That's why I like to say he wrote it with a computer before computers. We know that there was no computer. So what does that say? That Pasha tells us that the Steichemet was a phenom. He was just an incredible individual, incredibly knowledgeable individual, an organized individual. He has letters from so many different rabbanim. Anyway, they really should put out a new Steichemet. The osios from Yerus Einayim and with Makoros and with footnotes and parallels and auras, and make it more popularized, because it's chaval. Very few people use the Steichemet. On Kopanim, he talks about this in Ma'arech Islam and Klal Kuf Zayin. And we also have to understand what he proves in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel. The Marivayel learned from the Gemara there that you have to spend money to save someone's life. But for other things, you don't have to. You have to be Matzil Chaveru B'Mimona, Ilav Koha Yepater, and Antoichocha, there's no Pasuk. Since there's no Pasuk, Antoichocha, Nemela, you don't have to spend money. So the Marivayel says, it's Doichak to say, when it comes to saving your friend, you have to spend all your money. But when it comes to the essay of Rechech Turchiach, you have to spend some of your money. Because otherwise, what's the shear? How are you going to know how much you have to spend? That's the Marivayel sense. But the problem is, like the Imre Bino already asked, the Chol Mitzvah's essay, the Ran writes in the Ravid, you have to give. There's a shear of how much you have to give, of how much you have to pay. You mekayim a mitzvah essay. So why is the mitzvah essay of Horchiach Torchiach any different? They say sometimes it's a tenth, sometimes it's a third. So why should this mitzvah be any different? The Ran writes, in the name of the Ravid, you know why you don't have to spend all of your money on a mitzvah sase? Shehu kidei shelo yovi atzmoi lidei oini v'yapil atzmoi al atzibur. A person shouldn't bring himself to poverty and throw himself in the community. And there he says, am vazbez al yuvazbez yesu mechonish. When you give money, when you pay gift tzedakah, you shouldn't pay more than a fifth. Why? Because oini is kemisa, so we don't want the guy throwing himself on the community. And we also don't want the guy to be poor because he's going to die. That poverty is like death. It's an important thing to remember when someone's poor. It's like being dead. Ani chashiv kimeis. V'cheinu lashon halavush v'arachayim tafrish nevav. So the Emre Bina says it's from the pasuk of v'chayim. So you're not supposed to become an ani. You're supposed to stay alive. You're not supposed to throw yourself on the tzibur. And therefore, don't spend too much money on mitzvahs. You love doing mitzvahs, but not at the expense of of being poor. No, we don't want you to be. We don't want you to be poor. So, the Rabina asks, he says, from the Pasuk of Achayvahim, he asks that if that, this is true, then Maishna loisa say, that Yechayv b'chol memoinu. But I loisa say, there's also Achayvahim. If the word is you shouldn't be poor, because being poor is like being dead, and it's against the Achayvahim, so then how come loisa says are different? How come you have to give all your money not to be over in a loisa say? There it also says v'chayvahem. There he niach b'doichak, he left it in with a forced interpretation. So that's, you have to understand that, why Eloisa says all your money, and Asay's not. Asay l'man shemecha, why Eloisa says all your money and Asay's not. In the Rivosh, in Siman Shin Pei Zayin, we see that it's because Eloisa say, Schomer may I say. The reason you have to spend all your money on a loisa say is because a loisa say is more chomer than an assay. And for this reason, by Shaykh, he says, so it does, since Loisa says, Chomer Me'aseh, there's no difference, according to the Rivash, between a Loisa that has a Maisa and a Loisa that doesn't have a Maisa. In both instances, you have to spend all of your money in order not to transgress. However, in the Pesach Tshuva, in the Eladeya there, and in the Prima Godim, he brings in the Prima Godim, in the Tshuva Schavis Yoyil, that it's totally the yesh boy, or ain boy maisa, not an essay in loisase. In other words, this distinction that we're making between spending all your money or not spending all your money on it not to be over is not going to be contingent on whether it's an essay or loisase. That an essay you don't, and a loisase you do have to spend all your money, but rather it's going to be contingent on something else. And what's that something else? If there is a mice, or if there's not a mice. If there's a mice involved, you have to give all of your money. If there's not a mice involved, then you don't. Ayin sham b'chidushi Rabbi Akiva Eiger, b'chidushi chasim sofer l'shulchan aruch harachayim tof reish l'nvav, u'barichus b'stei chemed u'bim ribina, ayin sham. So we have to understand the gather, why it is us, and yesh bo maisa, everything, yesh bo maisa, not everything. So it would appear, to explain the nafkamina between kum vaaseh and sheva al taisa, based on Rashi. Rashi in Brochus and Daf Chof Amud Aleph, the Dibur Maschil Sheva Al Taisa, and what the Gemara there says, the Gabi Kavod Abrius, that it's Teicha Al Loisa Sein Shebetoira, if there's a Sheva Al Taisa, it's passive. Zokt Rashi, Rashi Yishamesh Lam Yisod Asugiyazot. Moreno Rabbeinu Yomer Shem. כותב מערכות אדירות, ממש מערכות אדירות. והוא אומר שהקושי הוא להעמיד את היסוד. ואחרי שהוא מעמיד את היסוד, אז זה בא לו בקלות. אבל זה היה הקושי. אז הנה, הקטע הקשה. פה הוא מעמיד את היסוד, ואחר כך אפשר לצלוח יותר בקלות את הסוגיה הזאת, ולתרץ קושיה אחרי קושיה. והדברים יאירו באור יקרות בעזרת השם יתברך. אז אומר רש"י, דברים רבים יתירו לעקור דבר תויר מפני סיוג, כולי, היכד היינו עוקר דובר במייסי יודיים. Since they're matter to be okay with Vayit Torah, because of some type of fence, where he's not doing it actively, El Yoshev b'mekoymoy, with Vayit Torah ne'akar me'elov, he's sitting passively, and with Vayit Torah, the words of the Torah are automatically uprooted. Aval me'okar b'yadayim loy, but he cannot uproot something with his hand. You can't uproot it. Uproot what the Torah says. Also, Lashon Rashi, B'yavomis, B'daf Tzadi, B'divar Mas Choshev V'al Taisa, Lav Akirohi, B'chulei, Lav Akiro B'yadayim U'el M'meila Mi'okro. It's not an active Akiro. Ad Kan M'divrei Rashi. Az Nera Mizeh, Shebover Al Divrei Torah, אין זה רק עניין של אי קיום הציווי. When a person is over on דברי תורה, it's not just that he's not מקיים the ציווי of the תורה. But rather, יש בזה עקירס תורה. This person is חס ושלום, he's uprooting the Torah. והוא מעשה ישיר נגד התורה, בעקירתה על ידי אי קיומה. It is a active action, a direct action against the Torah when he is uprooting it by not being mekayim. You are now going to do a maisa to uproot the Torah by being over on divrei Torah actively. That is a maisa akiro. If it's passive, it's not a maisa akiro. V'ze yisod advorim, v'ze yisod gadol l'inyanim. כי זה מייסי ישיר נגד התורה בהכירתה על ידי קיומה. ועיין בירושלמי, בסנהדרין, בפרק בייס הלוך ובוף, לגבי שלוימי, שהרבה נשים, אז כתוב שם, ומי כדרגו, יוד שבירבה כדרגו. תנא רשב"י עלה, ספר משנה תורה, ונשתתח לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. אמר לפניו ריבון העולמים, כתבת בתורתך כל דייטקי שבוט לו מקצוסו, בוט לו כולו. והרי שלוימי מבקש לעקור יוד ממני. אמר לה הקדוש ברוך הוא, שלמה ואלף וכיוצא בו בטלים, ודבר ממך אינו בטל. Shlomo HaMelech was Mar Benoshim, so Sefer Mishneh Torah came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and said, Rabbono Shel Olam, we have a Daidiki, which is a Savoas Shchiv Meira. Daidiki is Moshem Da Teik Uzo Teikum, because Devarei Shchiv Meira is Kesuv Mechus Mesurim Dami. Daidiki Shabbat Lo Mekzos Lo Bat Lo Kula. So here he's Mevatel this mitzvah. That's what the Yud came. Because it says, Lo yar beloi noshim vehir beloi. In the Sefer HaTeferes, he talks about why Dafka the Yud came, why the Yud had a problem. Al Kopanim, you want to be mevatel this mitzvah? So Hashem said, Shlomo and 1,000 like him are going to be batel, but not one little bit of Torah is going to be batel. So you see that there's an akira of the Torah. Sh- Shlomo was mevakesh lakor yud mimeni. Sefer Mishneh Torah says that Shlomo HaMelech wants to go against me, and he wants to uproot the yud. Again, why dafka the yud? This is the Maral discusses. But the point is, it's considered uprooting. It's considered uprooting. It's an akira shel haTorah. V'arei Shlomo mevakesh lakor yud mimeni. So by going against the Torah, it's an akira. And daidiki shabatla mitzasa batla kula. Mamash uprooting the Torah. You uproot part of it, you're uprooting all of it. And Hashem said, hayo lo tiyah, it's not going to happen. So Binyan Zeh, that would appear to be the nafkamina between Kumba Asay and Sheva Al Taisa, like we've seen Lashem Rashi and Yavamis. Sheva Al Taisa, there's no akira. Because the Iker's issue of the Sugya there in 89b in Yavamis is if there's koyach biyad chachomim lakol dover min haTorah. Hanu lo mitzad iakiyum, elo mitzad akiras haTorah sheyesh biikiyum. Not mitzad that he's not mekayim the Torah. When the chachamim make a gzeira, lakor dover min haTorah, but that they're oiker. How can they be oiker the Torah? So the answer is, and when it comes to Sheva Al Taisa, they're not being okay the Torah. Because like Rashi says, not doing is not an akira. Even though when it comes to not listening to the tzivui, there's no difference in Sheva Al Taisa and Kubasei. But as far as being okay the Torah, it's only the Adayim. And that the rabbis can do. Because that's not uprooting the Torah. Rosh Hashanah Gemara B'Yavamis 90b Hashti Dishan Islam Sheva Al Taisa Lav Me'okiru. It's not considered Akira. Gittin 83a Rabbi Tarfin says somebody's Megarish Chutz Miploini. The guy says, I'm going to be Megarish you, and you're considered Megureshes to everybody except for Ploni. And then this woman goes and she marries Ploni's brother. And then Ploni's brother dies without children. Zok de Gemore, loy nimtze ze oiker dover min haTorah. Kum dois, does it not come out that he's being oiker something from the Torah? Because what's going to happen? She's going to be obligated in Yibum, but she can't do Yibum. Because this, as far as this man is concerned, she's still an Eish HaSish. He's Megarish Chutz Miploni. She marries Ploni's brother. He dies without children. So he's not Oiker M'dover Min haTorah. So the Gemara Vayter in the Sugya asks, Oiker Iyu Oka Rashi says, Kloimar V'chi Oiker Mamish? Is he Mamish being Oiker? V'harei Ne'akar Me'ilav B'Gromosu Shel Zeh. It's automatically uprooted. He's the cause. Oiker Mashma. The mashmos of oiker is that he's doing an isu biyodayim. So oiker is not when it's just nekar me'elov. That's not oiker. What does oiker mean? Oiker means Oiker means that your oiker will be a daim. That's oiker. So that's like our yisod. That only maisa be a daim is considered oiker. So, b'siyata d'shmaya, we were able to find Rashi and Brochus, Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin 2:6, Gabi Shlomo. Yavamis is suing Yavamis, pay test, Tzadi with Rashi, Tzadi Yom Beis, Lashana Gemore, Sheva Taisa Lav Neokiru, and Gemore and Gittin with Rashi, pay Gimel, that Akira's daf could be a daim. And with this, Yisod, we can be miyashev, gemara, and kiddushin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara in Kedushin says that if someone has more zchuyos than avonos, meirim lo. If somebody has more merits than he has sins, then evil is done to him. What evil is done to him? That he gets punished. That he gets punished in this world to cleanse him of his sins, and then in the next world, he's going to get complete schar. That's why he gets punished in this world. And the Gemara there says, that v'doyme k'mishisorev kol ha'toyra kula v'lo shir mimenu afilu ois achas. So it's like he burned the entire Torah and he did not even leave one letter. So you hear that? If he has s'chuyosav, m'rubim me'avinosav, me'riim lo, because it's like he burned the whole Torah, he didn't leave a letter. And this is to cleanse him from his sins. And the Gemara says a lashon of ki'ilu soraf, which is an inyan of being akiras ha'torah atzma. He's mamish uprooting the Torah. But why does it say this inyan specifically with regard to the fact that he gets punished in this world? In the context of him getting punished in this world, it says that he's punished in this world because he was oikir of the Torah. He uprooted the Torah because it's like he burned the Torah. Chmana litzlan. So it would appear, the hekdem, what it says in Menachas, and daf mem aleph amar aleph, that an angel found Rav Katina, de michse sedina, and he was wearing a linen cloak, which is exempt from ritual fringes, exempt from tzitzis. The angel said to him, Ketina, Ketina, if you wear a linen cloak in the summer and a coat, a sarbalatis, sedina bekaita, visar belo bisitvo, and a coat which has only two corners and is therefore also exempt from tzitzis, in the winter, what will become of the tzitzis shel tcheles matela? What will become of the tzitzis with tcheles? You're never going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Amar lei, Rav Katina said to him, Anishto anshisoi aese, do you punish us even for failing to fulfill a positive mitzvah? Amar lei, the angel said to him, Bizman di ikar rischo anshinon, at a time when there is divine anger and judgment, we punish even for the failure to fulfill a positive mitzvah. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemore, v'tamua nidon, uvaday yesh onesh al aseh. It's a very difficult gemore to understand. Of course there's an onesh al aseh. V'hu midalet chilukei kapore. It's one of the four chiluke kapar in Yuma. You need tshuva for an asay. You can't just get away with it. Of course, there's an onish. See there in Tosis, Divra Maschil Anshisu, who writes, Ki hai, shein odom chayav liknois talis hamachuyav im einloi. An essay like this, that a person isn't chayav to buy a talis, he doesn't have one. Aval esse gomo, because this is not an absolute esse. So not an absolute esse, that's his question. Aval esse gomo, afilu bezin shel mata yumakenoi such a teitzei nafshe. But if it's an essay gamor, even the bezin shel mata would give this person lashes until his soul leaves his body. If it's an essay gamor, even bezin shel mata would be makenai sachetetsi nafshu. His only question was, do you punish on such an essay that you don't have to do? You don't have to buy a talis if you don't have one? If you don't have one, you don't have to. But an essay gamor vada bezin shamata makanai sachitetsay nafsh, like we see in the Gemara. So if so, we can say that the nidon is not bebitel essay mamish, because this is not an essay gamor. That's tesis. But loshen hagemore, loshen of the Gemara is a essay. So stoma mashma, it's mashma even a stama say. And then again, Kim Tzurik the Kasha, of course you get punished for an essay. It's one of the Agra Chilukei Kapara, requires tshuva and kapara mitzvah essay. V'chein ayein b'sefer toisvus yom ha-kippurim, yuma pei gimel, she'ochiyoch mehai sugia, she'asei kil milois esay, midaloi anshin an ela b'idna d'rischo. That an essay is more kal than a los ase. From the fact that we only punish on an ase beidna derischa at a time of anger. That was what the Malach's answer was. Bizman di'ika rischa anshina. At a time when there's anger, a person is punished. So the Tosis Yom HaKippur improves from this sugya, that an essay is kal from a lois essay. Because an essay only getting punished bina the rischa. See, here we're not talking about an essay chiyuvis. Here we're just talking about tzitzis. So it must be that he learns that we're talking about every essay. And then again, it's tamua. What's the whole shaila? Of course there's an onish for an essay. It's midalat chulke kapora in Yuma 90, 86a. It requires tshuva and kapora. V'chein tamua mima shitan rav ketina rak me anshisu ha-essay. V'chi rak me oynishech pasla. He's only worried about the onish rav ketina. That's his own problem. We're talking about a yid who speaks to angels. The yid who speaks to angels, and he's only worried about a punishment. The onesh is an outcome of the yisr. Why isn't he worried about the yisr? He's worried about the punishment. Be worried about the yisr of katina. My time loy don klapeha klape yisr atzmoi iika beaseze. Why isn't he don klape the yisr itself? Why is he only worried about the onish? It's a sugya bemet tamua, sugya meoreret tmihot u'machshavot. So based on what we explained, it would appear that the understanding is as follows: shebevaday al ikiyun tzivui yesh onish, and not being mekayim it tzivui, there's a punishment. But that's b'oinshi shamayim. In olam hazeh, the oinesh is only on akiras ha-toiro, sheyesh b'chol maise aveiro. Because it's for uprooting the Torah. The oinesh in this world is for the uprooting of the Torah that we have in every maise aveiro. Because Torah is in olam hazeh, and the akira of the Torah is mechayiv in oinesh, in Olam Hazeh. Because of this, only by a lav there are onshe based in Olam Hazeh. Because only in a lav there's akira, because the person didn't act to uproot the Torah. And therefore only then there's going to be a punishment. And the discussion about tzitzis is if even when he is not mikayim and aseh, it's considered akira. Because if there is a punishment in this world, it must be that there is an akira, there is an uprooting. And in that, even when he doesn't have a beget that is mechuyev, and he's not going against a tzivui, nevertheless, not being mekayim lemaisa is an akira. Like we have in Gittin, on Daf Pei Gimel that we mentioned before, that he marries this woman. He divorces this woman. And she's going to end up not being able to do Yibum. And then the Gemara says there, no, it's not an act. He's not actively being oikir biyadayim in the mitzvah because it's only indirect. When she marries the guy's brother who she can't do Yibum with because she's not divorced vis-a-vis him, it's not oikroi mamish, it's nekra me'elov. But it's not oikroi mamish. In any event, that's the issue here. The issue is, maybe the ikium is considered an akima. And on that he answers that the idna derischa, it's considered akima. At a time of anger, it's looked at, the fact that he's not mekayim this mitzvah, is considered uprooting. When we're talking about a regular time, that's not called uprooting, because he's not actively uprooting it. He's just not doing it. But he's not actively going against it. So that's not called akira. However, v'idna derisra, at a time of divine wrath, so to speak, then it's considered akira. And therefore there's a punishment. So farenfert alakashis. So indeed, the issue is on any aseh vis-a-vis the punishment in Olam Hazeh that comes because of akira. And from the fact that we see that there's no onesh, if it's not idna derisra, because there's no akira, we see that an aseh is more kal than a lois aseh, sheyesh bo akira. Like we saw in the Tosis Yom HaKippurim, the Yuma Daf Pegimel, that an aseh is kal meloitz aseh. You're only punished if there's an akira involved, and I say there's no akira. And from this din, we have an afkamino, the ikium mitzvah essay, gam kishayim bo ikium tzivu, shezeu anidun b'maisa d'rav ketina. So here we have an afkamino, even for a case where he's not mekayim a mitzvah essay, even when there is not a lack of a kiyum of a tzivui, because there's no tzivui, because he doesn't own tzitzis. That's the issue, that's the scenario by Rav Ketina. V'zeh mevuah gam kein b'dvrei ha-tosfot, we see this from Tosfos, we say, by aseiz makanos an shetetzei nafsha. It's mashma according to Tosis, that's the only nafkamina between tzitzis and other mitzvahs. What is Tosis talking about? There's a nafkamina that other chiyuvei essay is mevatel and mitzvahs essay, and by tzitzis he's not. So the answer is no. Here we're talking about onesh ba'olam hazeh. And on that, Tosis writes that nevertheless, there is an oinish in Olam Hazeh, the Sha'ar Mitzvah's essay, midin makanot so'at she'teitzei nafsha. Tosis learns makanot so'at she'teitzei nafsha is not to get him to do the mitzvah. It's midin oinish. So it's true, there is a difference between tzitzis. In that tzitzis, you're not obligated in the first place. If you don't have an arba kanfis, you're not wearing an arba kanfis, you don't have to put four strings. You don't have to put tzitzis on. And other assays you have to do no matter what. But that's not the issue here. The issue is, Ein She Olam Hazeh, when are you getting punished in this world? And Tosfos says, that's the nafkamina. Tzitzis, you don't get punished. You only get punished. It's only considered akira, beidna derischa. In other mitzvah says, you get punished even if it's not even the ritzcha. There are other mitzvah says you get punished within makanos achatetze nafsha. But that's the nidon of the Gemara. It even tells you the nidon of the Gemara is oinshin in olam hazeh. And that's why they say the nafkamina is that by other mitzvah essays there's an oinish in olam hazeh, and here there's not an oinish in olam hazeh. Again, unless it's even the ritzcha, like the Gemara concludes. But that's the issue. The issue is when there's an onish in this world, because there's only going to be an onish in this world if you're uprooting the Torah. And that's where Rav Katina was concerned with the onish, because he wanted to know if this is considered uprooting the Torah. Because that's the issue, we're uprooting the Torah. If there's an onish, memela, there's an uprooting of the Torah. Because the Torah was given in Olam Hazeh, and uprooting it is machayev an onesh in Olam Hazeh. So that's where Rav Katina was concerned with the onesh, because he wanted to know, am I considered uprooting the Torah? And the response was that, yeah, you're considered uprooting the Torah, b'idna d'rischa. And it's considered an uprooting the Torah, but generally not. And if you learn like the Tosfos Yom HaKippur and the Yuma Pei Gimel, so it's all essays are like that. All essays, you're only going to get punished by the risk, then it's considered uprooting. Because you're not going against what the Torah says. You're being passive about it. So again, we're dealing with On Sheolam. Of course you have to do tshuva for not doing an essay, and of course there's a punishment. But the issue is On Shein and Olam Hazeh. So On Shein and Olam Hazeh, that you're considered uprooting the Torah for an essay when it's passive, is only when it's an Idna Derischa, but not otherwise. Now we understand why the Gemara in Kiddushin brings this inyan of Ki'ilu, that somebody who has Chuyosav, Merubin, Me'avonosav, Merin Lai, V'doyme K'mishisorav Kol HaTorah Kula V'lo Shir Mimenu Afilu Ois Achas Le'inyin She'merin Lai Bo'olam Hazeh L'Nakosav Me'avonosav Shitos Char Shalem. Somebody who has more mitzvahs than Averis, it's like he burned the whole Torah and he didn't leave even one letter. Meaning he gets punished in this world. Ma kesher. We asked, what's this, why does the Gemara use this lashon of kilu sarav? It's like he burned the whole Torah, which is an Indian of uprooting the Torah in the context of punishing the person in this world. So it's exactly, who asher dibarnu? That Oynesh b'olam hazeh is only b'din akiras ha-Torah. And when the Gemara wanted to emphasize the choymer ha-oynesh b'olam hazeh, they said, oh, because it's like he uprooted the whole Torah. He burned the whole Torah. He uprooted the Torah. Since he uprooted the Torah, merely gets punished in this world. Because haba ha-talia, the oynesh in olam hazeh is because he uprooted the Torah in this world. So we brought this whole shtickel Torah in order to show this yisod of uprooting the Torah. That the chomer of uprooting the Torah is that there's a chomer of uprooting the Torah. And as we said before, the chomer of uprooting the Torah is only when you're actively going against the Torah. Then you're considered uprooting the Torah. And in addition, in the derischa, even for assays, even when you're not actively uprooting the Torah, and also somebody who's a chuyosav, move me have a nice of. So he's considered the Gemara wants to show how severe it is. You know, he still has a virus and he has to be cleansed. So the Gemara uses this dimui, this imagery of it as if he burned the whole Torah, which is an inyan of akiras haTorah, which brings a moinesh in this world. Because for being oiker the Torah, it's daime, it's not mamash oiker the Torah. But it's daime kamish, that saraf is a Torah, it's like he was oiker the Torah, and therefore he gets a punishment in this world, because they go hand in hand. The punishment in this world and being oiker the Torah, that's why the Gemara used that imagery, because it wants to talk about getting punished in this world. So Melech says, oh, this word of getting punished in this world is it relates to somebody who's oiker the Torah. There's a chomer in being okay the Torah that gives you punishment in this world, because the Torah was given in this world. And the male of the Yonish is in this world, and that's why Rav Katina was interested in the Yonish. Because he wanted to know, am I considered being okay to Torah? And the answer is, Vidna de Rischa, yes. And like we saw in the Tosafot Yom Kippur, it's all essays. And like we saw in Tosafot, that it's Dafka Tzitzis, but on all essays, Afilu Beidin Shalmati Vamati Nosech Tetsin Akshon, they said this Nafka Mina, because we're talking here again about being Nenash in this world. Okay. So Advarim Meirim Kesapirim Baruch Hashem, amazing. So we have now this Yisod, the difference in Kum Vaseh and Sheva Al Taaseh, and then in the next Shir we're going to take the ball and run with it. We have Asach 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 Vasuren Mavaseh. So please stay tuned, and we are going to see further in the Flaws Mikaras Hashem. And this was super geschmack, super super geschmack. So I'm very gratified that we were able to learn this together. And please stay tuned. I know this was a long shiur, and there's just so much to say. Rabbi would say, you know, I don't want to give the Torah a short shrift, chas v'shalom. Torah is rechav v'miniyam, so tefasta, mruba lo tefasta. Tefasta, mua tefasta, but im lo tefasta klal, b'vaday lo tefasta. So we try to do what we're able to do. And we ask God that He give us more life and health, simchas chaim, and everything we need, and we'll be able to continue. And we'll see more in the flows. I thank you so, so much for listening. But now that we shall continue. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemim Zakas, Lomar Ulam, Edlishma Velasas, Lekayim is called Divrei Sama, Teres V'Hava. Thanks for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom. But now that we shall continue.